Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Final hour of the show. Appreciate everyone listening and joining us on the bench. No John, no Lance. Instead, it's Dell, Raheel, and AJ. Coming up next, it's going to be Dell and Mapes for a Friday edition of the Del Olaleo Show.
Yep, and Michael Carroll will join us at 11:30.
My favorite segment of the week. I love listening to it.
Love talking to Michael about movies and television.
We'll get a comic, what is it called, Comic-Con?
Comic-Palooza. That's Comic-Palooza. Where he was at. He wasn't with us last Friday. He was there hosting, he did a couple podcasts with John, so we'll talk to him about that. Yeah, he's very busy. He's back. We'll talk about that. I did see Obsession.
It's a new thriller/horror movie.
Yes, one of the major surprises of the year. Didn't cost a lot to make, and it is doing very well in the box office. Nice. Created a new star in Inde Navarrete. She was very good, particularly the last 20 minutes or so. That movie went nuts the last 20 minutes. Nice. So
have that full breakdown with Michael Carroll.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, business. June 2nd, it'll be out on digital. So if you're not a person who likes a theater, it'll be ready for you by Monday to watch.
Summer vacation has started for a lot of the kids. I don't know, when does HISD get out? I'm not following HISD, but Fort Bend ISD is out. My daughter, last day of school was yesterday, half day, came home crying. She loved it.
She loved school.
She loved school. And her teachers were absolutely amazing. Shout out to Ms. Oswalt, Mr. Lee, Aaron Lee. He's a baller. He hoops. I loved him because I would just talk to him like, hey, what shoes are you hooping in? And he's a sneakerhead, so we had a lot of fun. And I told both of them, like, look, my daughter wants to play sports, so treat her like an athlete. Like, make sure the grades are good, treat her, challenge her. And she was great. She loved it. She came home crying. I was like, wow, you're a nerd. Like, dweeb.
Is it because she'll see her friends less or just she likes being at school?
She liked the school. She liked the teachers, the friends, all that
stuff. But she'll be there next year? She's going to a different
school? Going
to
middle school next year, dude.
Yeah. Will she have the same friend group or are they all going to different
most
places?
Of them, like 99%, I think a couple are switching out to other schools.
Okay.
But yeah, she's going to middle school. I have a middle schooler, dude.
That's good because for you, maybe not, but as far as her being able to go to a school with all her friends, like yeah. For me, I switch schools probably every couple of years.
Wow.
So I never had the whole, hey, we grow up together, we go from one school to the other. Because my parents were going to put you in private school, and then I went to public from about sixth grade on. But, you know, my mom had her Black Empowerment days.
Oh, yeah. So you went to
she put me in the Marcus Garvey School.
Yep.
I went to Florida. I went to some regular school. When I came back, she had a shirt that said Jesus was a black man. He had dreads on.
Oh, no
and,
way.
And she put me in a black
in LA, right?
A black school in the middle of LA. It was
South Central?
Crenshaw.
Yeah, I remember you saying South Central.
And the Nation of Islam guys were outside trying to sell bean pies.
Yeah.
They weren't being led. Since it was like right in the middle of LA, it was just it was a school. It was the pavement for the parking lot and of course basketball courts, and then the school was surrounded by a gate, like this giant black gate that surrounded the entire school, and they would just come up to fence and gate, and they would come up to the fence and go, hey, at this time, prices, hey, 50 cents for a bean pie. And I was like, and they had their bow ties and everything.
Yeah, the Nation of Islam.
Yeah, so I never had the opportunity to, like, go
that's
from
wild.
School
so you have no,
to school.
Do you have high school friends you keep in touch with?
I haven't. No, not really. Well, it's been a long time, but also high school is in California.
Man. Yeah. Like, I grew up with the same friend group, and we all pretty much stuck together for the most part. So I still talk to them, like best friends, you know, kids, all that, like their kids are my kids kind of thing, right? So
yeah
that's that. I'm sorry you didn't get to experience that, because that is one of the cool things of life, right? You get to grow up with the same friends
and they become lifelong friends. It's just the environments that I went to how I went to school, it made that harder than it would be for other people. But that's why I said it's pretty cool that she'll be able to do
that. Yeah. I hope she does. Like, I hope, you know, like, I hope she does. But, like, maybe in high school, like, IMG Academy is like, hey, we want you here. Volleyball program.
No.
Bye. Sorry. Yeah, you're going to have
I think about that, man.
No,
like,
memories.
People don't know, IMG is a school like Braden in Florida. All it's there for is for kids who have a chance to do something in college on the athletic level. It's a training ground for those kids. And I think about it from their perspective and the parents' perspective. We're just going to send you to Florida. This is your path forward. And you see those kids, at least on the football side, I'm sure it does it for the swimmers because they have a
basketball side too.
Basketball too. All of it. It's all about.
They're very successful.
All those kids wind up D1 and other, and if not D1, certainly schools that are good and you'll get a scholarship and all that
but
stuff.
But what about my friends?
Don't worry about
it. You'll make new ones.
You'll make new ones in college when you got a D1 scholarship.
You can make friends after, okay? You're getting that scholarship.
You're going to let some Richmond kid hold you down.
On the phone lines, who is that? I can't see the name.
It's Tongue Dark Chris.
Oh, TDC. What's up, man? Let's bring him in. 713-780-3776. Shortest wait times in the business. Raheel and Dell. What's happening, TDC?
Hello. Good morning. Like La Raza, I too am busting it open one time for this Freaky Friday.
Oh, hold on. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Freaky Friday.
That being said, for Freaky Friday, Dell, I won't be able to call into your show because I'm going to a job site right now. But could you do me a favor and ask Michael Carroll how many signatures he got for his Marvel butt plug? I appreciate it. A&M sucks.
Wow. Did he finish off with like A&M sucks? Is that what he said?
I don't know. We'll just say A&M
I'm
sucks.
I'm not asking that question.
I will. Michael.
He's not here yet. He's probably at home.
And it's probably an Iron Man color scheme.
You think that's his favorite?
Well, maroon and gold.
I don't know. Feels like a Spider-Man guy, if anything, to me, since we're playing this game now. I think he's a Spider-Man guy.
With great power comes great plugging.
Oh, speaking
ability.
Of that, Spider-Noir is out on Amazon. I'm watching that.
Yeah, that's the Nick Cage animation slash spin-off.
It's live action. Now, the character that came to prominence because it was in the Spider-Verse movies, and that was animation, but it's live
greatest
action.
Spider-Man movie ever.
I love those movies. It's live action, and Prime gives you the option of going or flipping from the noir, black and white, to color.
What'd you choose?
And I went with black and white. And noir. It stays, and it's not like, all right, you have to restart it. Like, if you want to flip in the middle of the episode, it'll start where you stopped in the different view.
Damn, that's great.
Yeah, I tried it out initially to see what it would be. So I started off in black and white.
So you just pause it.
Pause it, and then you press down on your remote, and it'll give you the color option, and it'll start up again right where you pause it in black and white.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch that. It's a series.
It's a series.
Miniseries.
Yeah.
Or full series.
I don't know how long it'll go, but it's a full series.
Are they releasing them weekly or what?
Are all the episodes out?
Let me just drop all the episodes. Stop this weekly stuff.
I think there's eight episodes.
Well, they drop several episodes. I don't know if they dropped all eight, but I know there are multiple episodes you can watch right now.
Drop all eight. I don't have time for this weekly stuff.
For Spider-Noir, they dropped all eight of them.
Good. Thank you, Amazon.
They don't always do that.
Did you know Amazon's doing drone deliveries?
I did. I just have not experienced it yet.
I put it up on my Instagram, at Raheel Doing Things. We got a drone delivery package.
What did you get?
We got a gift card for a teacher.
Okay.
And it is hilarious. Like, this thing is hovering. And you can watch the video. It's on my Instagram, at Raheel Doing Things. And now in our neighborhood, there's just drones. Because we have an Amazon warehouse.
I don't think I've seen one in my neighborhood
yet. You have to be near one of the warehouses. Look, you're near one.
There's one off of 96 in League City.
Yeah, you should be. So what they do is they're just zooming all day long, and then they'll hover on your driveway for about, you know, like 15 feet, 10 feet high. And then the box just drops down. It's usually lighter items, nothing fragile in there. But what happens is because the drone, these are huge drones, the box just goes flying away. You're like, hey, man. So if you're not home, drone delivery, bad idea. Because literally somebody could just drive up and take your package.
Well, speaking of that, it wasn't a drone, but I ordered something and I'm in the middle of a nap. Normally I get my Amazon deliveries in the middle of the afternoon. I'm probably not checking anything. So I go out there because I check my email and it goes, oh, you're package has been delivered. And, you know, they send you a picture and show you that they delivered it. I went out there, box was ripped open. Now the stuff wasn't gone because it wasn't anything that that's like, it was very specific. I don't remember what it was. Might have been whatever, some
stuff. Like a ring for, like an O-ring for a faucet or something. You're like, dude, you want to steal that?
It was my Spider-Noir butt plug.
Oh,
according to what Dark Chris was talking about. No, it might have been something very
callback.
Very specific. Not that long ago. Very specific to something. Might have been, it wasn't what you said, but something kind of close to that. So yeah. No one really needed it. They just ripped open the package and
they looked
inside
at it,
and like, it's not for me, so I'll leave it.
I don't need this lubricant.
Well,
for the faucet, not everything has to go there, AJ. Yeah, I saw your face.
Plumber's glue.
The plumber's lubricant.
Sure. I don't like the lubricant, but sure.
Ted is on. He has a hypothetical question for us, which I'll take. I know we're over, but it's not my show. I don't care.
It's not my show either.
713-780-3776. What's up, Ted? Teddy.
Teddy boy.
Hello?
Teddy Long.
Is your name Ted?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. We're not done. How many more Teds can we do?
Ted-O.
Ted Bundy.
I'm not calling him Ted Bundy. Go ahead.
T-Dog.
No, I'm fine.
Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, we're done. Go.
All right. Hypothetical. Who should be more mad? My girlfriend, because I text other girls, or me, because her brother tried to shoot me?
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm going to leave you with that.
Don't hang up.
This is a good one.
Follow-up question first. Go, Dell.
Why did he try to shoot you? For texting other girls?
No. He was just mad.
Okay. He's just, you don't want to, you don't want to elaborate. Got it. What? Who should be more mad? I think if a guy tries to end your life, you should be more upset.
I have thoughts on this one in that in today's world, you could get shot at just driving. So okay. I'm not that mad.
What?
Like, it's a common.
But this is someone you know who's trying
to
shoot
you. I'm
not
that mad. It's like,
come on, hold on.
I think the trust issue is a bigger deal.
Like, no, yes, I'm not saying what Ted is up to is great for a relationship.
Yeah,
but someone tried to kill him.
We don't even try to kill him.
Ted,
trying to hurt him.
Ted, do you think did he aim below your waist to avoid a prison murder charge? What did he do? How did he aim his gun at you, Ted?
That again?
Did he try to kill you or did he try to scare you? What happened?
He pointed the gun. I pushed it away. He shot me and grazed my arm.
Oh, come on.
Oh, there was a graze.
Come on.
Oh, he actually shot him.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was hey, I'm going to shoot you.
And no, he shot him.
He said
he tried to shoot him. I knew he pulled the trigger. I was trying to figure out.
Six times to be exact.
Six? Come on. This is
Johnny,
not even close. It's not
Ted,
close.
Ted, work on your storytelling.
Yeah,
six
honestly,
times.
But I think what he did was great because we get more information as we continue to ask questions. Appreciate it, Ted.
Shot a police?
Hold on.
Authorities called?
Are we calling the authorities, Ted, or is this guy still walking around?
He died the next weekend.
Wow!
What?
This is... I don't know if I've had a better experience doing this job.
10 out of 10. Best call
he
ever.
He died the next week.
Rest in peace.
All right.
Well, I think.
T's and P's. I don't know how Ted feels. Ted, was it an accident? I'm not... Don't incriminate yourself. Ted, did he die by natural causes?
No.
Oh!
How'd he die?
Wow. What is going on? It keeps unraveling.
Spill the tea.
Armed robbery gone wrong.
So he continued to try to use that gun.
Habitual.
Yeah, he tried to use that gun again. It didn't work.
He's a habitual line crosser.
Well, yes. He tried to shoot Ted six times, and he died using that gun again.
Question. Was he trying to rob you when you got shot?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, Ted.
No. No.
Okay. So, Ted, I will say after all this information has come out, I appreciate you allowing us to unravel this onion. I'm going to say you should be more upset. But do you use her brother trying to kill you against her when she gets upset with you?
No.
Okay.
And when
stand up
you?
Guy.
Yeah. When
stand
could
up.
You do that?
Well, she goes, hey.
I have a better part of it. You want to hear the better part?
Of course. What are we doing here?
No, Ted. We don't want to hear the
no,
better part.
No, hold off on the better part
this
of the story.
This is enough for us.
What's he talking about?
She was mad that I didn't go to the funeral.
Okay.
Ooh,
how about it? How about it, Raheel?
This is a tough one.
If a guy tries to kill you, he shoots at you six times. He's related to your significant other.
Grazed you.
And he actually hit you. He hit you as well. Grazed you with the bullet.
Hmm.
Are you expected to go to the funeral once he dies committing a criminal act?
A week later.
You don't even have that time to process. You may still be dealing with an injury from the bullet wound.
I think your girlfriend is out of line. I think you did the right thing.
I think you don't belong there. It's not something. It's not for you. The guy just tried to kill you, Ted. I'm not that mad that you're texting other girls. At this point, with all this information, I don't really think you're in the wrong.
I want to dig into the texting real quickly.
Okay,
Ted.
You want more? Okay, go ahead.
Old texting Ted here. Okay?
Texting Ted.
Teddy the texter.
There it is. Look at Ted. Oh, go ahead, real.
What are you texting these girls? And be honest, 100%. You don't have to say your last name.
We're not looking for that.
What are you actually texting them? Be 100% honest.
Drunk text.
Okay. He's trying to hook up, he said.
He's trying to hook up. Okay.
Which I expected. So you will acknowledge that it's not great. Even from his tone, he knows it's not
great. What are you doing?
Look, he knows he's not doing a great thing.
I know he's
but
not.
But to his original question, you should be more upset with him than she should be with you. But as far as now that that's over, Ted, do you still like this woman?
Yes.
Then what are we doing?
Man, she must be putting it down.
What are we
doing? This was prior to it.
Yo.
So the texting was prior to getting getting shot at was prior to all the texting?
Correct.
Okay. I would say you gotta figure it out, man. Do you like her enough to stop doing the drunk texts? Maybe. I don't want to tell anyone, considering what seat I'm sitting in, to curb your drinking. This seat shouldn't be allowed to say that, considering who sits here.
That's the Coors Light chair.
Yeah, it is the official Coors Light chair.
Coors Light chair.
So I should not be saying it, even though I'm not a Coors Light drinker. I would say, if you like her, you're still with her after her brother tried to kill you.
And he's out of the picture now.
Yeah, he's no longer a threat. Maybe we show her a little bit more respect.
Yeah.
That's all.
Maybe dial back on the drunk text.
That's all. This is not an advice show. He's a married man. I abhor marriage. So we're at
me getting shot at.
So it happened prior to getting shot at, the texting. Have you stopped the texting?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, stop it. He's not doing
so
it anymore.
He's better.
Okay, you're
and
good
what
now.
Was his reward? Getting shot at. Go back to the texting.
Maybe he stopped texting after he got shot at.
Ted, this is crazy.
I appreciate the story, Ted.
No, that was not a hindrance.
Oh, okay. It didn't even stop him. He just stopped it at a different point.
Yeah, he had to. No, the reason he stopped was because it was his right arm, and that's how he texts, and he got grazed. He has to go to rehab right now. But once he's done with rehab and his fingers are working.
Yeah, it hit my texting fingers.
Yeah.
See? You gotta recover. Ted, I appreciate the great story. I'm glad you survived. I don't know the guy who tried, but and he's dead. I don't want to say glad he's dead. T's and P's all involved. We're glad you're okay. I'm glad you're still with this girl. Seems like it's all going to work out. Stay with her. Don't get married, because why do that?
Yeah. You can't stop. Yeah. Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Hell yeah, Dale.
Yeah, see? Stay with her because you like her.
Yeah.
But you don't got to marry the girl. Thank you, Ted, for the call.
Old
best
toxic
call.
Toxic Ted.
Toxic Ted. Love Ted. Whenever Ted wants to call in, he can.
That was awesome. That's why you take phone calls, gentlemen.
Yeah, and if we hadn't got to him, if we made him wait a long time, think what would have happened. We wouldn't have that call.
We wouldn't have one of the best segments of the day.
Look, I don't know what Lexi's thoughts are on pulling that type of a thing for social media.
It's
a banger.
It's too long.
It's recording.
It's not too long. Our thing is, no, the social media videos for YouTube go like 10 minutes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're full on segments. I don't know if she'll do it. I don't know if the station would like that, but I don't think anything better is going to happen on the station.
That call had so many twists and turns.
Yeah. But I appreciate Ted for allowing us to pull at the strings to figure it all out.
And he was honest with his answers, which I appreciate. So thank you.
Yeah, and he's reformed. Doesn't do the texting anymore.
We have one more segment before our final segment. I don't think we're going to do News of the Weird. Actually, we do, because you have a pretty good News of the Weird. Judge one in the chambers.
Oh,
We got to do that one. We got to spend some time on that one.
Got it.
Speaking of toxicity.
Yeah, this time story. In the courtroom.
Yeah, we'll do that in the last segment. So we got one more segment where you can call in. If you have a hypothetical question, go for it. Astros win yesterday. Just want to reset a few things before we go to break. 5-1. And guess what? Just 2.5 games back.
Yeah.
Here they come.
The Mariners had the day off, so you gain a half a game. You go into a series. All of a sudden, that I can say a big weekend series versus the Brewers.
And that's going to be a little harder.
Yeah.
It's not the Rangers. A little bit harder.
Do you know about one Brewers pitcher with the last name of Uribe, what he did?
No, what'd he do?
He, after striking out a Cardinal in the eighth inning,
the
DX
chop guy. I know that. I do know that.
He's coming to town, too.
A lot of my sports news is like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Okay.
But I don't know their name.
Got it.
Yeah. That, definitely. So, Milwaukee, 3-game set. Who knows? by the time we come back on Monday.
I asked the question, could the Astros be in first place by Monday? It is mathematically possible.
It is. It's a first. Could we have a first place Monday?
Tough
if we
to talk
do,
about.
We're going to be wilding out on Monday because I will be back on Monday as well. All right. So when we come back, though, I promised we were going to talk about this. One of the greatest losses in human history happened 10 years ago. I'll tell you what it was if you don't know already. Dell, Raheel, AJ, on the bench on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. East River 9 is excited to announce.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back in, Raheel and Dell, with AJ. I still haven't watched Michael yet. Is that what it's called, Mike?
Yeah, Michael.
Michael. My wife watched it. I haven't watched
it. She went to the theaters?
No, she watched it at home.
Okay.
She went to the theaters. Is it out yet? I think I might have implicated her.
Or yourself.
Or myself.
Fire stick?
AJ!
Hey,
what are you doing?
We don't incriminate ourselves here. Let's just say his wife saw the movie.
Yeah, she watched the movie. I haven't watched it yet. I will try to watch it at some point. I've been locked in on the playoffs. Spurs win yesterday, game 7. Wemby walked out honoring Eid. Wore the kurta. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's also called a throb, but I call it kurta. That's what I call it in my house. So that's what Wemby's going to call it in his house. Okay. So that was the big thing. Game 7 tomorrow night. Astros 2.5 back in the competitive West is the best way
to put
it.
That's a way to put it without insulting everyone involved. Yeah, yeah. And they've got a potential Cy Young candidate. You might as well just throw Aaron Gedde out there. He didn't feel his best. He talked about he didn't feel his best, but he got through it. And the Astros take 3 out of 4 from the Rangers. I was talking about it yesterday that they had, and it popped up on the broadcast, like Yordan, I think it's either like right around 8th for most home runs hit by anyone in Globe Life.
That's amazing.
He's Debo to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Debo's coming when Yordan comes up to the plate. We was talking about yesterday. So he is nuts. The Astros 2.5 out makes it more likely he may be on an MVP season type run.
I think he was before.
I think he was.
Baseball is the one sport you can get away with.
It helps now that his team is competitive.
Yeah.
There's now less of a reason not to vote him as the MVP. Yes, Mike Trout has won it, or his team's won about 70 games a couple times. He's won the MVP. Now, I don't know that Yordan would have got that same type of grace because he's an Astro, but now they're in the race, and if they keep it up, there should be nothing that keeps them from having a real shot, if not winning the thing.
Yordan is at how many homers right now?
Is it 20 at last check?
Flat?
I'll look it up here. He's got 20 home runs. Only 39 RBIs in 20 with 20 That's home crazy. Runs. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see him get Aaron Judge. I want to see him get that 62. I would love that. It would just – and if they make the playoffs and it's in a winning fashion, New York fans would just lose it. I don't think New York fans care anymore about the Yankees. And if the Knicks win, it's just over. Like nothing else matters. There might not be a city for them to play baseball in, unfortunately, after
the
Knicks win. If they win. But gosh, that would be fun. Just so you could – stick that little dagger into the Yankees that Yordan has 63 and not your loser
who never shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah. Harden
can't even show up in the World Baseball Classic.
James Judge. 10 years ago, Dell lost a legend. A true patriot.
I still think that was a psyop.
Oh,
I've said it before.
Psyop.
Guess what movie was coming out right around that time that our true patriot died?
It was the new King Kong relaunch, right? The franchise.
The new franchise. Skull Island or something that came out? I think I still stand on
Psyop.
They use our guy to help promote a new film franchise.
10 years ago, for Harambe, put some respect on his name, Harambe was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo after a young boy jumped into the cage or the enclosure.
I think they call it that. It's still a cage,
it's a cage. And Harambe, being a gorilla, was like, yo, got a new toy.
Well,
and just drug the boy through the water, and the safety response team escalated it into a kill as opposed to a dart, because they're like, hey, this kid might get hurt very badly, right? A gorilla's dragging him.
Yeah.
And that's how Harambe was shot and killed.
Was the child a paid actor?
So you're thinking it's a psychological operation, a psyop.
I think if we need to really investigate what Sam Jackson, Brie Larson, and Tom Hiddleston were doing as they were getting ready to promote Skull Island.
You think Hollywood was like, hey, this movie, we need something.
The actors involved aren't enough. Look, we need to get the gorillas back in the consciousness of the people.
Because up until that point, gorillas had really taken a back seat.
Yeah, I mean, who cared mainstream about King Kong anymore, or gorillas in general? But you know what you do as we're getting ready to get this thing up and running, as we start our Monsters universe again with Godzilla. Of course, we know Godzilla and his movies with Kong, and now they have a series on Apple. We need, how do we get this launched? We kill a gorilla, and we use a paid actor to do it.
Because the boy suffered minor injuries.
I'm saying, like, it's a real test for the family to agree to it, but those checks clear.
Mm-hmm.
So once the kid drops down there, if they guarantee, we're not doing the dart thing, because it's a gorilla.
Full kill.
He may very well be able to overcome it. What we're going to do is shoot him, and your boy will be fine. You'll get paid, and you'll successfully launch our Monsters universe.
How old was that boy?
He was 3 years old.
3 years old. Okay, I have a 3 year old.
Okay. Would you? How much would it take to put her in the hands of a Harambe type gorilla?
Putting little trickster.
And also, you get the joy of knowing that you helped keep Sam Jackson's career alive.
Oh, that's the bigger win.
Yeah.
That's the bigger win. My number to tell my daughter to jump into a gorilla cage enclosure for a psyop.
Look, it's Hollywood money, man. So you know they got the money.
They got
the money.
How much?
Think about, you're helping to launch a movie franchise. Yeah.
She's not going to remember it. What do you remember from 3 years?
Hopefully.
No, when you're 3 years old, you don't remember anything.
I mean, some of the trauma may remain, even though she doesn't know where it's coming from. That's what you have to take into account.
She's like, we're going to the zoo, which, by the way, four people to get to the zoo.
How expensive is it now?
$170. What are we doing?
Oh.
What are we doing? $170. And she walks in, goes by the gorilla enclosure when she's 10.
And she doesn't know why she's in fear of the gorilla?
She's just always afraid of gorillas.
You got to take that into account, too. Well, what's the price, actually? What's the number? You haven't given us the number.
$2.5 million. My number.
You think you're getting $2.5 million. Did Brie Larson get that for the movie?
That's a good point. Okay, realistic number.
You're in the, I mean, you get six figures.
$800K.
Okay.
Is that something Hollywood will work with?
I think you are putting your young child's life at risk.
But they guarantee no.
But how can they really
there's
guarantee?
There's no guarantees.
I mean, Harambe wound up getting his hands around the kid. So if in my psyop scenario, you can't be guaranteed.
The White House tweeted about Harambe. Yes, the White House is tweeting about Harambe. 2026. Just buckle up, guys. Mm-hmm. Just buckle up.
Just get used to it.
Part of their tweet said, he became a symbol of loyalty, strength, chaos, unity.
Chaos.
And the strange beauty of the internet bringing millions of people together for one cause, never forgetting
loyalty?
Harambe.
What loyalty? What loyalty? Us being loyal to him because we were sad? What do they mean by loyalty?
I love the troll tweets. It's so stupid. It's like, what are we doing? Yeah, yesterday, Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre finds out, which is an award-winning podcast, one of the best sports podcasts.
A Pulitzer, however you say it, Pulitzer.
A Pulitzer Prize.
He won a Pulitzer.
They actually uncovered the Harambe tapes, and that's why I wanted to bring this up. This is a sports tie-in because Pablo Torre is a sports podcast, that's how we're doing it.
In some ways, sure.
Creative liability here, a little bit. Is that
creative license.
Creative license. So they brought on Harambe's personal photographer. Real thing. Most zoos have it, by the way. No side talk. Like, they have personal photographers for these animals. And that picture of Harambe that was shared everywhere, People made shirts out of it. Pro Football Talk, or not Pro Football Talk. What's his name? PFT commentator of what's that show called, dude? I don't listen to it.
Pardon My Take.
Pardon My Take. They made shirts, and the photographer was like, "Hey, hold on, you don't have the license for this." So they actually had a settlement. I'm sure it was a lot because the shirts were popular. But this guy also gave Pablo the Harambe tapes. And the Cincinnati Zoo was holding these tapes to make sure they never got out. And they somehow got these tapes. So what is so damning about these tapes? It's just Harambe eating his own poop. That was the big reveal.
Did they just not want to sully his name by having people know that the gorilla ate his own poop? Like, you know,
that was the big thing.
It wasn't a thought. I know they throw it at people.
Yeah.
I did not know that it wouldn't cross my mind that they ate it, but I don't think any less of Harambe knowing
that. I don't
that.
Either. Yeah. He's a gorilla.
He's a gorilla.
We didn't. He wasn't.
Perhaps
throw
I think
it at people.
Yeah. They.
Do. Oh yeah. You've never seen that.
Yeah. They.
You've
yes. Never gorillas
had
will.
I've had that happen. To
it's
you.
Not even. And AJ, it's not even like, oh, it's been laying on the ground. They no, will. Boop, and they boop.
Oh my god. It's a fresh batch.
Yeah. Yeah, if you agitate them, they'll do that.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen. At the Waco Zoo, of all places, a gorilla threw a book at me.
A book?
Yeah, why did it have a book to throw
dude,
at you?
I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't trolling the gorilla. I was just literally just there looking at the gorilla, minding my own business. He didn't like it. A book was
did you stare at him in his eyes, and that's
hell
what got him?
Hell no.
What got
I'm
him
I'm not trying to make eye contact, nothing. Maybe he wasn't down with Pakistanis.
You think
know.
He...
Maybe he had a traumatic
encounter. Does the White House know about this one?
True loyal.
Was it? They may
he became
love
a symbol of loyalty.
They may love that gorilla.
But Harambe died 10 years ago, and the big reveal was that he ate
he
a
ate
log,
his own poop.
Big log. That's
big
it.
Deal anyway.
Yeah. How old were you, AJ, when Harambe died?
I was 13, about to get ready to go to high school.
Was that a big deal for you? Because it was a huge deal for us. Like, we talked about
it. Well, it was
a
story, certainly, we talked about that this, and I was doing the PSYOP thing back then, mm-hmm. and I still hold to that.
I made marketing material yeah. around
Harambe. Do they know about what you were on at the time? Will they come after you?
For what, the material I made?
Yeah.
I used a generic gorilla. Brother.
Okay, not Harambe himself.
You know me, I'm always thinking... Like, hey, what if this goes viral, yeah, copyright issues? I just used a generic gorilla, if I remember correctly. So was that a big deal for y'all at 13?
I remember everyone talking about it on social media and stuff, like at school. So, yeah.
Did you guys mourn the loss of Harambe?
Some people did. I mean, I didn't. But
you didn't get sad?
No.
Mourn the loss?
No.
A vigil was held at AJ school.
In eighth grade.
Well, in eighth grade.
I'm going to find out if schools had vigils for Harambe. I'm sure some
100%
school
did. They did. Schools in Cincinnati. That's where the
likely.
Tragic murder occurred.
Are we calling it a murder?
Yeah, it was murder.
You don't think it was just a force to save that child?
It was murder.
Okay. Murder would suggest some ill intent. You think... You know what? Do you think Harambe wasn't told about the PSYOP? Like, or they told him, but he didn't know he was going to be the guy or the animal who had to
in
die?
In a PSYOP, it's usually one person doesn't.
Oh, so Harambe was
subject.
Part of it,
yeah.
And he knew that, hey.
No, he had no idea. Hey, this was just
no,
a
they told
thing.
You know what they did? They told what? Him they would trank him.
Oh, and
he thought he was going to get tranked. He wasn't in on it. He didn't want to do it, but hey. We'll trank you. We'll keep the poo eating videos.
We'll keep everything hidden.
We won't let people see that to protect you. He thought he was just getting tranked.
Next thing you know,
he's dead.
A symbol of loyalty.
Sure.
And chaos.
So there were vigils at universities.
Yeah.
Queen's University
ironically,
had a vigil.
I bet. It was like more of a...
More than 300 attendees gathered at Kingston Pier on September 16th to remember Harambe. It happened in Toronto as well. Crody. Students held a vigil at BYU. It was cold, so they braved the cold weather. So across the country, in London, they had a vigil.
Yeah. It became an internet thing. Like, everybody was doing the Never Forget Harambe Forever. It became a whole thing. So that's why I asked, like, at 13, when you're in eighth grade, you do stupid things, funny things, ironic things. I was wondering, like, if AJ held a vigil or something, maybe. But he didn't.
Nah, not me.
You were too worried about the Warriors at the time, I bet.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was pissed about that. Yeah.
You're like, God, I can't beat the Warriors again. Yeah. This is what we're doing.
If only
Harden, come on, Gabe. He's actually good in the playoffs.
If only near high school AJ knew that he'd have to suffer through multiple years of that and even stretch into 2025 and 26. It's still going on. Can't beat the Warriors in a playoff series.
He's actually good in the playoffs.
Did you make those arguments?
Oh, no. I mean, when that 2018 season, though, when they were the first seed, though, I was pretty
You're
happy.
Ready.
You're ready. It didn't work out.
Then it didn't work out. Right. Yeah.
All right. We got one segment left. A partial segment, and Dell has a story for me and you, the listener,
and everybody
that you should really stay tuned for this.
I think it's a prime example of how our justice system works.
Yeah,
you can take that for what it is, and then we'll talk about it.
We'll be right back on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Big thanks to everyone for listening today. I'll be back on Monday with John. Dell will be there as well. Dell and Mapes are going to do their show still for the next 2 hours. We had one person tweet us saying, hey, I'm enjoying the show. Can Raheel stay till 11? If you want to Venmo me and Zelle me the payment, then I will stay. I'm not
for the hour that I'm working? Yeah. You want to pay up? He'll do it.
Yes, absolutely. I have an hour to kill, so if you want to pay me, I will stay, Renee. Otherwise, no, I will not be working for free.
You work by the hour.
I work by the hour.
Does it have to be here or could be someplace else where Renee could pay you to work?
Wherever you want me to work. And if you've had enough of me by the first segment, you still got to owe me the whole hour.
You owe for the entire hour no matter what.
The whole hour.
If you found that you only needed 15 more minutes with Raheel, you still got to pay him for the hour.
If you're finished with me after the first segment, still...
Yeah.
Full hour.
Sorry.
That's how it works. Firefighters in Galveston were working a little extra time yesterday, Dell. I don't know if you saw this or not, but on the Pleasure Pier, which is, again, a real name, Pleasure Pier.
Brought to us by Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah. Who now bought Caesars.
I did see that. Ooh. Perhaps you could have saved some of that money to fix U of H's field.
Yeah. Which was ruined by Wheeler Baptist Church and their Easter ceremony. Mm-hmm. We're knocking out six stories in one. That's how
look at that.
Take notes, Mapes.
We're journalists.
That's how we do it here. Take notes. So, TDECU field ruined. Not sure what's going to happen with that. They might fix it. They might not. There's a lot of questions up in the air.
Could it be a temporary fix or a permanent fix? Yeah, there's some
insurances.
Things.
Insurances.
Sure.
Who did what?
Just go to grass.
Who done it?
You're a school in the state of Texas. Just play on grass. That's an entryway. Your field turf is screwed up. Put grass down.
Put it.
I'm talking to Texas too, who may implement that in a couple of years. What are we doing? You're in Texas. Play on grass.
So,
Texas Tech, you too.
At the Pleasure Pier, there's a ride called the Iron Shark, which goes up 100 feet and falls down 100 feet. Great roller coaster. I rode it 7 times in a row. When I was working at Landry's, they take over the Pleasure Pier for like a meeting, and you can do whatever you want. So I was like, run it back.
I know that person hated you.
No, there was nobody else.
Okay, so they have to do something.
Yeah, they have to do something. I was like, all right, run it back. So the roller coaster goes up to that 100-foot fall or the climb, and right before it tilts over, it got stuck.
Oof.
And the people were sitting there for 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. See, if that wasn't enough for you, Dell.
Gosh.
So on these roller coasters, they're really good about safety, and they're good about like having an escape plan, all that stuff. Turns out the escape like elevator thing, that was also broken.
That's what happens when the founder is hanging out in Italy.
Yeah.
Things start to slip by.
The Pleasure Pier... then had to call in the Galveston Fire Department.
So they initially thought they could handle it themselves.
They thought.
How long did it take? How long did it take before they figured out, well, we can't do it because the people are still hanging up
They're just hanging up there. And luckily they were sitting. And so like the way they're sitting, you can look up the video. It's online everywhere. But they're sitting like this. So it's not like they were getting a blood rush or anything like that. Their legs probably, the blood... came in, and that probably sucked, like wobbly when you're walking out because you were there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So they called in the firefighting crew, and guess what they did? They had to get the 100-foot ladder one by one.
They had to make their way down.
Yeah, wow. And they had to climb down. it was a whole thing. So shout out to the pleasure pier. Not much pleasure being had.
Speaking of pleasure, Raheel.
Bam!
A prominent cop.
Take notes, mate.
Who reportedly had loud sex with a judge, with federal judge Eleanor Ross, has been identified as a deputy chief in the Atlanta Police Department. How are they identified? Because of the moans and the groans. Uh-oh. They were so loud that people noticed, oh, the judge is having sex in there.
In the chamber.
In the chambers.
In her office.
Eleanor Ross was having sex in the chambers.
Eleanor Ross. Is this from 1935?
I told you. I said during the break, that's an old school name. She had sex in her chambers during business hours that was loud enough that court staff could hear moans and kissing sounds, according to a judicial complaint that was later confirmed by a judicial committee. The officer in question is Deputy Chief Kelly, with two E's, Collier of the Atlanta Police Department. So, Eleanor Ross, the judge.
District judge.
Married. So that adds a little bit more. You know, I will credit the two individuals. One's 58, the other's 55. The fact that they could be so amorous and vigorous that the moans were heard by others is to say, guys, ladies, when you get in your 50s, that don't... Stuff ain't gotta stop. Stuff ain't gotta stop.
Still got it.
You still can keep going and have the type of fun you can have that leads to you potentially losing your job as a federal judge.
Did he show up in full uniform?
See, yeah, we're looking at him in his dress blues right now on the New York in the New York Post article, and she's like, you know, in her, is it a robe? Is that what judges?
Yeah, the judge's robe.
So I don't know if that was part of the kink, where they both wore their official gear as they did stuff.
Their official gear.
Like he didn't even come in his regular cop attire. Yeah. He came in his dress blues, and she wore her robe. Sorry, phrasing there. And she wore her robe as they did the thing. Credit to both of those individuals. In your 50s, having some fun. Unfortunately, Miss Ross is married, so there's a husband that may have to deal with the consequences of her actions. I do appreciate the Post alerting us. Hey, this isn't a Trump appointee. She was appointed during the Obama administration. I don't know why that was necessary. I don't know why. I mean, I can look at her and go, oh, she was appointed by Obama.
Yeah.
Trump ain't doing that.
Atlanta, stand up.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
In the chambers.
In the chambers. It's loud and vigorous.
AJ, when you're up here alone.
Oh, no.
Have you invited a young lady up?
No. No.
What are you doing?
What do I do?
I mean, when I was younger, I gave a tour. I didn't do what they did.
Yeah.
I brought one.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to go into Michael Carroll's production studio
and record some stuff, audio wise. But don't have you brought someone up here to show her what you do? Probably not.
That's what I do.
It's kind of tough, though, because when I did it, the.
Michael Carroll walked in.
It's kind of tough because the board was clean when I showed the young lady what I did for a living.
It was a little bit newer.
Yeah, this was back when the 1560 days still. So it was much newer and cleaner. If he brought a woman up here, the board's all dirty.
She's nothing to look at.
She's going to look at and go, ugh, this is what you do. It's disgusting in here.
All right, so have you ever brought a woman up here?
I don't think he has.
No.
It's not that impressive. I think at this point, doing sports radio is not that impressive.
No, they do get impressed.
Oh, they do when you say it? Okay, but when they see it, ugh. You know what? You keep the image alive of this nice, fancy place. Don't actually bring her up here. Don't actually show her what's going on.
You're right. Back in the day, it was like, we had the whole floor.
Yeah, now we're like cordoning off. Like we had to put a window in our door. Because we used to have multiple ways to get out of here. Now we just got the one, and you had to put like a window in so it doesn't really feel like an enclosure.
Yeah.
Like we're all Harambes.
Good callback.
Although, with the window, people can look through and view, and then, hey, don't stare at me in the eyes or I'll throw poop at you like Harambe would. I wouldn't eat it, though.
We're all Harambe.
That's just Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe. 10 years.
10 years.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Not at all.
The greatest PSYOP ever, according to Del.
According to me.
Thank you so much, Del. That was a lot of fun. I'll be back Monday. AJ, great job. Thank you to everyone for participating in the show. Easy win here for Ted, caller of the day.
Do we think that was his real name? Because when we actually called for Ted, he didn't respond immediately.
No, fake name.
It's got to be a fake name.
No, fake name. Teddy.
Teddy boy. Toxic Ted.
We're out of here. Have a great weekend. Game 7 tomorrow, Milwaukee Astros. That series starts up. We'll talk about it on Monday. Coming up next, Dell and Mapes try to top that.
Take that, Mapes. Although he's with me, so he'll do that.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.